The following radio program may contain brief, coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Where the Wind Blows. Where the wind blows.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
And I am Zach Marullo.
And welcome back to a long absence of the show. We are very, very, very glad to be back on the air. What about you, Zach?
I'm actually really, really happy. Winter break, not so exciting. Now I'm back to school. We have the radio shows again. It's fun.
I'm so happy. I was going to do it during the holidays, but I'm just going to get down here, but I'm glad to be back. It's good to be back in front of the microphone, and it's good to be back. Yes.
I know exactly how you feel. I had the one show over the holidays, the Christmas show, but after that, I found out I legally can't be here.
What, really?
Yeah, because my parking pass expired on Christmas Eve, so if I tried parking here, the security guard would be a dick and come take my car away.
Well, that would have
sucked. And of course he would, because my car would be the only one here in the parking lot. So he's like, ooh, easy pickings.
Yeah, that would have sucked a lot.
Yep. I need my car.
So what's your show looking for like tonight?
It's looking good. A lot of music that you've heard before. Got some new music as well. Got a request from one of the show's biggest fans.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
You'll see.
Okay. You found some pretty cool stuff on there.
Yeah,
but we got a lot to talk about tonight too. So we have until 8:15 tonight to get all that we want to get at you. It's gonna be a good show, guys. So just listen in. And first things we're gonna do is we've got some awesome music. We're gonna start you off with some Green Day, and Boulevard of Broken Dreams. We're gonna start you off with some of that. It's going to be off the hook, guys. So tune in, stay tuned. You're already tuned in, of course, because you're already hearing. Just
stay tuned in.
Stay tuned in. And we'll listen to the awesome music. We've got a lot to talk about to you tonight. So tune in. Here is Green Day with Boulevard of Broken Dreams here on Centennial Internet Radio, Where the Wind Blows.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. That's beating. Sometimes I wish. take this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
Yeah.
and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, broadcasting to you live from Centennial College's Center for Creative Communications here just north of Danforth in Toronto, Ontario. You were listening to some awesome music just there.
Need to take a breath after that?
I'm good now. You should see how great my breath span is now. After all the time I do the show by myself, I'm getting a lot better at this. Nice. Long trends of words. Did I take a breath for that or no?
I don't think so.
Sweet. Anyways,
there's a poll question. Do you think ET took was? Do you think that was just
do
one
it,
whole
do
breath?
Do it. Do it. Add it up. Add it up.
No, we'll ask them now. Do you think that was all one breath or was that multiple? I don't
Put
know.
Put it on
you,
the Facebook.
You guys ask. I don't know. I think it's just that was just one straight whole thing. Like, I have no clue, man. What the hell were you doing over the Christmas break?
I don't know. Drinking. That's what I was doing. Drinking, video gaming, and just relaxing. So I don't
hell
know how.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's the name of the last song you just heard by Rev Theory was Hell Yeah. And that worked in perfectly.
how we do it here.
You also listened to some. How did I just zoomed into the Facebook page here.
Oops.
Hate when that happens. You also heard some. You started off with Boulevard Broken Dreams by Green Day. We also listened to some Panic at the Disco. And wait, did you just make a mistake? Oh.
I think that was...
You. Somebody fixed a mistake. Was that you or was that Kelvin?
I think that's Kelvin doing his own thing.
Kelvin, shout out to you, buddy. Thank you for helping us out, even though we realize we know when we're screwing up, but I'm glad you can figure it out. You also listened to some Simple Plan, and you also listened to some Rev Theory. It looks like Kelvin's doing the songs for us, so we don't even have to worry about that shit.
Just in case, I think we should get in contact with him somehow, figure this shit out, see who is supposed to be doing this.
It looks like
Whose
Kelvin,
job is this?
Kelvin, if you're listening, you can do it now.
Shout out to Kelvin and his Shazam.
I was like, he probably used Shazam. Anyways, Zach, you posted a poll up on Facebook. What's that about?
Yes. I found this article over the Christmas break, guys, just after my last show. It's actually a really cool thing that I found. Apparently, the Liberal Party is making cuts to some of their other plans that they're having, making cuts to some of their budgets. And have decided to give a 30% tuition rebate or a cut to people's tuitions for certain people in the GTA, in all over Ontario.
That's
amazing. In this new year. So what's happening is most people who are already eligible, who are already in the system, whose families or themselves are getting, what's the number, under $160,000 a year. If your family is making under that, you've already been eligible, and in some cases, these people have already been signed up for this tuition rebate.
Nice.
Other people, the government may not have been able to get to or don't know that your income is that low. Hopefully, your income isn't that low, but if it is, there's a website now. I can't find the website right now on this article. Do a little bit of web searching. I'll do some for you guys. If I find the link, I will put it up here. But basically, there's this website you can go to register for this 30% rebate. And sometime here in January, the government will send you this 30% of your tuition. It says here that according to the math, it's about $730 for college students.
Nice.
And about $1,600 for university students.
I could use that money.
Everybody could use that money.
I could use some new headphones. I could use, for my school, I could use that. Hey, I was looking at an external Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
Nice. It's always good to have some more extra pocket money on you. Love it.
But, if you're out there and you're eligible for this, hopefully you're not. Hopefully you aren't in the lower side of the income range. Hopefully you do have enough money for nice things that you your parents did get you nice things for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
But, If you're not, then I suggest you look for this website. It's probably somewhere on the Liberal Party website.
You look for
somewhere
it.
There.
You look for
I
it.
Will look for it.
Good job.
But if you are eligible, sign up for this, and you will get your $730.
I think I'll do that tonight.
Or possibly $1,600 if you're in university.
I'm definitely doing that tonight.
Is your income that low?
Personally, yes.
Okay, then you're eligible.
My family income, probably not. But I know
are you moved out?
No.
Then you may need to do some math.
Damn it! I'll talk to my parents.
Okay.
$750 back. I'm okay.
Yeah, okay, so you guys out there, take a look at this article. See if you can find the website. If you out there, if you can find the website before I post it myself, please post it for the rest of us out
yes,
here.
Please
in the
do.
World.
Please do.
If you find it out there, Kelvin, hopefully you're already on this shit.
He is. He's Kelvin. Of course he is.
But we'll see. Let's have a contest. See who finds it first.
That's a good idea. What's the prize? Just shits and giggles?
Yes.
Sweet. Okay.
the rest of your coke.
Hey, it's not even half done yet. That's not fair. If it was like a little bit left, then okay, that's fine. But it's like half empty. I mean, I don't have coke in here. A cola.
Yes, yes.
Coca-Cola. Yes. Jeez. You know what I found really strange? The weather.
How do we get from Coca-Cola to weather?
I don't know. Just pop. ADD here. ADD here. No, because like I'm, you know, I'm walking around. You know, normally this time last year, how much snow did we have? We had like three feet of snow. Today I was walking.
Not that much if you were still able to bash your nose onto the cement.
Hey, they plowed that driveway. That was almost a year ago. Almost a year ago. That was in February.
Yeah, but there wasn't that much snow if you could still bang your nose.
They
on the
must have just plowed it. Do you not remember the mounds beside that little? They were like, those things were like 5 feet high. You know, they were taller than Steph. That's not hard to do, though. I'm going to get a very angry BBM in a minute.
Take your phone off, vibrate. Let's wait for that beep message. Let's wait for the tone.
I'm watching it now. Wait, hold on. Nope. She's hammering something to do with art right now, and she hit her thumb with a hammer.
Okay, well.
But it'll come shortly. But,
in a minute when we travel through time.
I love being able to travel through time. It's awesome. But so... Before we get that angry message, maybe we'll play some more music. No, I'm just kidding. But like, seriously, though, the weather is crazy. I mean, last year at this time, it was cold, and it was, you know, we had so much snow, we didn't know what to do with it. And now, you know, it was above zero today. I'm walking around in, you know, a jacket and no toque, and I'm fine out there. I mean, yes, it's a bit windy, but other than that, it's quite nice out there. And this is, we're mid-January now. I mean, we had one little bit of a snowstorm, and that's about it. I told you I would get the nasty message. I'm not allowed to say this on air, but in the words of the Smurfs, Smurf you is what I got. Yeah, my bad. Anyways, so we're going to go into some more music. Let's bring the mood up a little bit. You know, well, the mood's already up, of course, but we got to bring some party into this studio here. So, what better way to start some party with a party rock anthem? Ladies and gentlemen, LMFAO's party rock anthem here on Centennial Internet Radio with Where the Wind Blows with your hosts, ET and Zach. Here it is.
Just have a good time.
Let's go.
Party rock is in the house. shuffling. And be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get mine, don't be mad. Now stop, hating is bad. One more shot for us, another round. Please fill up a cup, don't mess around. We just want to see you shaking it up. Now you home with me, you're naked now.
Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun. Shuffling.
They don't understand you. You're from a party hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, broadcasting to you live from Centennial College's Center for Creative Communications here, just north of Danforth, in Toronto. One breath again. Can you do that?
If I was really determined, yes.
I don't even think about it. It just kind of happens.
You get too excited.
That sounds really bad, but that's not how it was intended.
Sorry, Steph.
All right, so we've got some shout-outs here. We've got Carly Carcar. Shout out to you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Also, shout out to Helena and Sarah. Out to you in Oshawa. That just sounds really weird. Oshawa. That sounds like an
Oshawa.
Out in the Schwa. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. And as you know, per always and awesomeness. Shout out to Steph. Thank you for tuning in as well. Don't forget to tell your friends that we're on air now. And you know, it's. It's a Wednesday night, you know, what else are you going to do? And this is the best way to have a Wednesday night, because you have this show, and then you have the jukebox right after. I mean, that is an amazing night. What do you think? Don't you agree?
Yes, I totally agree.
All we need now is Transmitted Entertainment before this.
Oh.
Without Vamsy. Then we're okay.
You should be listening to the show right now.
I don't have him on Facebook. It's okay. What is he going to do? Facebook? Poke me to death on Facebook? Oh.
No, that'd be Jewy. She would be the one to do that. By the way, more shout-outs. Shout-out to Kelvin Wong. He was the one who found the link to the OSAP tuition thing.
And he's on this music like there's no tomorrow. This guy is awesome.
He's on it.
Like literally, like, I've never seen somebody so on. He doesn't have the playlist, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen. He's not in the studio. He doesn't have the playlist in front of him. I don't know how he's doing this. I mean, the only thing I can think of is Shazam, but Shazam does not work that quickly.
Especially since after we play the song, it's like a minute later. that you guys are listening to. So how does he do it in like 15
seconds?
I didn't
even think of that. Holy crap.
He's a time-traveling Asian magician.
Oh my God. Doctor Who would be so impressed.
Screw Doctor Who. We got Kelvin Wong. DJ Kelvin Wong.
For the win. All right. Anyways, Zach, what did you do for the holidays?
Not
rapid change in topic.
ADD in action right there.
All you got to do is hang out with me and ADD in action 24/7.
Yep.
Like, seriously.
So, yeah, working. Over the break, it was mostly working. Need more money. But after that, it was getting more music, having a few parties, and for all of you out there who know it, Skyrim. That's all I have to say. Skyrim, if any of you out there
like it, damn you, Zach.
You are addicted, you love it, do not disagree. Even E.T. today.
Damn you, Zach!
Even he discovered how awesome it is.
I got addicted to it today, I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
My friend friend Kim, if you're listening right now, shout out to you. Fixed my Windows component on my Mac, and I can now play Skyrim, and it is going to be off the hook, and I'm very excited because it looks like a pretty awesome game.
Yeah, it's freaking contagious because it's like
it really
is. You play it,
there's
you get
dragons.
You play it, you get addicted
dragons.
To it. You play it in front of somebody, they get addicted to it. They want to play, and then it just spreads.
The
from
graphics
there.
Are amazing.
I guarantee you, Steph, and I apologize for this, for introducing it to him, but I guarantee that within a week, when you see E.T. playing this game, you will want to play too. You will download it on your computer.
I doubt it.
No.
She's not a gaming person.
It is that kind of game. She's an artsy person. She will love the graphics in the game.
She's not a graphics person. She disagrees with Blu-ray. See, that's what I always say. Blu-ray, come on.
Like, but honestly, the graphics are beautiful.
They
if
are,
you have
really
not played
are.
This game... At least go on YouTube and look up a gameplay video. It is freaking beautiful. What is this?
We have a message from Steph. She's mad at Zach because she said screw you, Doctor Who.
Send me angry texts all you want. I don't like Doctor Who.
I actually never watched it.
You know what? Tell Steph to actually text me herself instead of using.
Do you
don't
have service?
Shh. I'll get him later after the shows.
But anyways,
you weren't supposed to say that online. Come on.
Anyways, we coming to the break. It was a good break. You know, nice and relaxing. Just because like the semester was just so cramped and so busy and so stressful. It was just nice to just unwind. One of the first things I did once the holiday started was I went to my friend's house. You know, I went to Ellis's place, and we just this end of the semester party, and we just kind of chilled, we relaxed. It was
nice. Hard to relax with like 100+ people cramped in that little house, though.
Hey, it was fun. It was enjoyable.
I
enjoyed myself.
It was lots of fun. Food was great.
Oh,
company
yeah.
was great.
It was good. It was good. You know,
music
was
all dubstep, so some of it was good. Some of it. No, dubstep is like wah 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 wah
right,
wah
right.
Stuff like
he should
that.
Have been, Kelvin should have been there to DJ that, though.
I know. Him and his karaoke.
Yes. It would have been more awesome.
What?
Oh, I lost my train of thought.
Damn ADD.
Okay. Kelvin, it's just that class that we have. He was so disappointed that he wasn't going to be DJing for that audio class.
I know.
He's just like, that's it. I'm out of here.
It's like, he the teacher goes around and asks everybody, what do you want to be learning from this class? Me and Kelvin both raise our hands. We want to learn how to make music. First thing he says is, we're not going to be learning how to make our own music. The hell?
We have a new poll up on our Facebook page that I just found. Thank you, Kelvin Wong. It is pick one. Vote now. Kelvin Wong or Doctor Who?
Yes, Kelvin. Okay. We're settling this shit now. We are settling this now.
This is why we have a warning before the show, just so you know, for the first time listeners out there.
For our little outbursts. And when I mean little, I mean as little as a mountain. Like, this is freaking ridiculous. We are settling this shit now. Doctor Who or Kelvin?
Kelvin.
Bring on, my vote is for Kelvin.
Kelvin Wong.
I'm sorry, Steph, but Kelvin wins. He is a time-traveling Asian magician. You can't beat that.
Oh, my God. That is just jokes.
Was all that laughter in one breath?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to keep the music going, guys. We're going to start you off with, we're going to go back to with some AC/DC Thunderstruck to keep you pumped up. And we're just going to keep going from there. Ladies and gentlemen, AC/DC with Thunderstruck. Centennial Internet Radio, Where the Wind Blows with E.T. Zach and Kelvin Wong, wherever you are.
for the SmackDown. Get ready for the SmackDown. How you gonna react when you're put in your back now? Cause there's no turning back when you're facing the SmackDown. Come on, let's kick it, let's all get wicked. Put your hands in the sky for a one-way ticket. Come on, everybody, gonna start this party. If we turn it to 11, then we can't go wrong.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, live from you to you. Ah, crap, I can't do it this time. Didn't work that time.
You're out of breath from all the laughing earlier.
Oh, God, yes. Kelvin Wong still got it. Jeez. Like, I don't know how he's doing this. I have no idea how he's doing this. But Kelvin Wong, wherever you are and however the hell you're doing this.
You're on the ball, man.
Kudos. Yes. You are a magician. A ninja drive. Did we add ninja in there?
No.
He's a time traveling ninja, Asian ninja. Magician. You figure it out.
The way we put it, time traveling Asian magician. But now we're adding ninja.
In there.
Time. We'll figure it out later. Asian ninja magician.
Yes.
Say that 5 times fast.
Hell no. No way. I'm doing that. That is impossible. No.
Time traveling Asian ninja magician. 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 Time traveling Asian ninja magician.
Yes!
There we go.
So you said Asia instead of Asian.
No, Asian. Asian ninja magician. There we go. And on that note, Kelvin Wong, you officially beat Doc.
So far,
the polls say 3-2 Kelvin.
Ooh. Well, obviously, he's Kelvin Wong.
Yes.
Like, you cannot beat Kelvin Wong. Harry Potter can't beat Kelvin Wong.
It would be a close fight, though.
No, it would not.
Yes,
it would be. It's Kelvin. He's time traveling. He can go back and kill him when he was a baby.
He could fix what Voldemort forgot to do.
Second book, but whatever.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. Oh, right.
Anyways.
Right. Anyway.
Anyways, to our next topic.
Yes.
We were talking about this during the music break, and I thought it would be nice to ask you guys out there, because earlier we were talking about what we were doing over the break, and I said, Skyrim. That's the only answer I need. So I'm asking you guys out there. I'm not talking about just PS3 games or console games or iPod games. I'm talking games in general.
Battleship.
What is the most addicting game you have played or that you have? I'm saying, for me, it's a tie between Skyrim and the new Battleship app I got on my phone.
Between Skyrim and Skyrim? Oh, that's a hard one to figure out.
No, Skyrim and Battleship. Those are the two addictive games.
If you have one for us, you know, I haven't really been putting this out there very much, but give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. You can call us as well as you can post on our Facebook page. Once again, that's 416-289-5000, extension 8615, and it'll get you right into the studio, and Zach will pick up the phone.
Do we still have Twitter?
I can't remember. Yeah, somewhere. It's somewhere. It's not open. Calvin's probably on it, so he'll probably do it.
And if not, he is now. In 5, 4,
we have a question.
Three,
we have a question.
2.
Can Calvin beat Chuck Norris?
Ooh, now that's a tough fight. That's a close one. You know what we have
can
to do?
Can he beat Chuck Norris?
You know what we have to do? When we all die and wherever we go after we die, we will have this matchup. I am getting front row seats to this. I am getting front row seats to this thing.
Hell no. Backstage pass.
Front row seats and then backstage, because I don't want to be back.
No, we're VIPs.
Wait, how do we get backstage passes?
Say that five times fast.
To a fighting match. It's a ring. Where's the backstage? Underneath the ring?
On the ring. In the ring?
I wouldn't want to be on the ring when Chuck Norris and the time-traveling Asian Ninja Magician get at it.
You did that so well that time.
I know. I would not want to be in that ring when that happened. It would be like a freaking episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, God.
Everybody's screaming.
It was
hair
so
green. Turns golden. Explosions everywhere. People having seasons.
It was, the grass is green. All of a sudden it's like, and then it's just like brown.
Nuclear explosion.
Exactly.
Mind
blown. You don't need World War II for that shit.
Just put
Goku in there. Or Kelvin.
Kelvin, yes. Screw Goku.
So now Kelvin's part of he's on Dragon Ball Z.
Is that awesome? They based Dragon Ball Z off him.
Yes!
You know how they have those Chuck Norris jokes? Now we have to make a whole list for Kelvin.
Yes! Done. Okay. That is going on the Facebook page. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have a spur-of-the-moment contest for you. We have, if you can come up with the best Kelvin Wan joke, you know, it's along the same lines as Chuck Norris. If you can come up with the best Kelvin Wan joke.
You win.
You win a chance to be in studio with Kelvin, Zach, and I, plus a signed poster by the three of us. I need to add something else in there to make it more awesome. Everything comes in good, and everything's in threes. The rest of my Coke.
Kelvin already won that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How about, as well as being on the show, you get to create the playlist for that episode.
Yes, done. You get to create the playlist for this show. So, you have until next week. Two weeks. We give them 2 weeks. Or just 1 week. 2 weeks?
I say 1 week.
After
that, we'll get to the next level of things.
Oh.
I already have this thing in mind. This is going to get out of proportion so fast.
This is me.
It's
awesome.
Going to start off with Chuck Norris jokes, and then
don't tell now. We'll figure it out later.
I've already got this in my head.
Then don't tell everybody. Tell me later, though.
Okay. This is going to
get big. Ladies and gentlemen,
big.
Next week. Bye. Oh, we have a phone
Ooh.
Call? Oh, my God. Okay, I'll turn Zach's mic off for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, for the time being, where did it go? Something happened.
Hello.
I don't know what's going on. But anyways.
Hello, tech support. I am here answering the phone for you, please.
By the way.
I am answering the phone for you, please.
No
Do
one
we
there?
Have any tone? Listen. Do you hear anything?
Nope.
There's nothing. There's nobody there. Thank you. Come again.
I really hope that there weren't any Indians listening.
God damn it.
Anyways.
Arnell! Go fix this shit!
Put that on the Facebook page too. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, by next week, email us a list of 10 Kelvin Wan jokes. Five. Five Kelvin Wan jokes. And the best one that we find is going to win a trip. I would say a trip. You have to find your own way here. I'm not providing transportation for that. You get to win to host the show, create the playlist, and a signed poster by the three of us.
That's an awesome prize pack right there.
That's the best
prize
pack.
If I wasn't part of the show, I'd sign up for that. But as it is, I'm already making Kelvin Wong jokes in my head. I've got this shit.
All right, so get your votes. Get your votes. Christ. Send us an email, wherethewindblows@live.com, with your submissions, and you can win the ultimate Where the Wind Blows prize pack.
Okay, here we go. To change the subject just a little bit, to go with our theme of most addicting video games, we've got Carly Carcar here. She says Brick Breaker for the BlackBerry.
And that is addictive.
Yes.
It really is.
I don't have a BlackBerry, but I know Brick Breaker is addictive. Also, we've got Helena here saying World of Warcraft.
Waste of wages?
No, World of Warcraft.
Oh, sorry. That is quote credit to Steph.
Okay.
Copyright.
Anyways, so yeah, we've got that. We've got some more games. No, we don't. I thought we had more.
We haven't asked me yet.
Okay, what about you?
Jesus Christ, man. On my iPod, I have to say the Smurfs app. The Smurfs Village app. I like it. That, and but with my computer, I have to say Angry Birds on my Mac.
And now it shall be Skyrim.
That won't be on my Mac. That'll be on the Windows portion of my Mac.
Still your Mac.
Whatever.
Same hardware.
Okay, fine, whatever. But for me that's what it is. For my PS3, it's got to be Assassin's Creed right now. That's currently what I'm playing is Assassin's Creed. So that's just me. If anybody else has anything out there for us, give us a. I don't know if our phone's working because it rang and then somebody hung up or whatever. So whatever that is. If you tried to call, we apologize.
Hello, I am Mamsie. I will be your tech support person. I will fix this shit for you. So the next person who calls will get to talk to me.
Oh Lord, I really hope.
Thank you, Mamsie. Thank you.
No.
You can't keep a straight face, can you? I'm sorry, no. Mamsie. This guy can't stop laughing at you. It's okay.
Get out of my studio.
No, I'm going to fix the phone.
You can't stop me from fixing the phone. Just stay over there for a minute. Just stay in the corner.
Okay.
Oh, God. But, yeah, so that's your contest for the week, folks. Has to be in no later than Tuesday at dawn.
Dun-dun-dun.
Okay, noon, actually. Tuesday midday. No later than noon. Submissions will not be accepted after 12 o'clock on Tuesday. And then by Wednesday's show, we will have a winner for this contest. So, wherethewindblows@live.com. You can send us your submissions there. And the best Kelvin Wan joke, the winner of that will come and be in studio with us, host the show, and create the music playlist.
Yes.
How's that? Oh, and a signed poster.
Okay. We've also got a couple of new things on the Facebook thing here.
I'm really out of it.
Yeah. For the most addictive games, we've got Kelvin here saying the Nyan Cat Lost in Space game.
Oh,
for
dear
the
Lord.
iPod.
Oh, dear Lord.
That is addicting. I've played it once, but oh my God, it was addicting. I could not stop.
Okay, I've got one. I've got one here. I was talking to you about this earlier, Zach. I was at Steph's dorm on the weekend. Just don't think that. We had a bag of bouncy balls. And we played this game.
Are you sure I'm not supposed to be thinking that?
Shut up. We had this bag of
lots of things you can do with a bouncy ball.
Shut up. A few weeks ago we went to Cineplex, one of the Cineplex at Scarborough Center. We played this game, and your consolation prize was two bouncy balls. And so I played this game so many times I had like 24 bouncy balls. Anyways, so what we did is we set up a hat in the middle of her dorm floor. And chucked the bouncy balls on the other side and tried to get it in the hat. The only thing that stopped us was the neighboring person saying, is somebody banging on the wall? Can they please stop because I'm trying to read?
They were thinking the same thing I was thinking.
Shut up. we would have played that game all night because it was too much. It was more fun than it should have been, but it was awesome, and we're gonna do that again.
Are you sure I'm still not supposed to be thinking that thing?
Yes.
Because I'm just thinking two bouncy balls. There's lots of options you can do with that, and your neighbor was thinking the same thing. Like, come on.
Hey now.
You can't rule it out. You can't rule it out. Two bouncy balls. Woo!
I can't wait to see your phone bombarded with Steph's text messages of hate mail.
Still no service. Sorry, Steph. Oh, I have service. Where's the text?
Just wait for it. Just wait for it. They're coming. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, you know your mission. Mission. That's what I'm looking for. You know your mission. You know what you got to do. You know what happens when you get it done. And if you get it done right, you will be in here with Kelvin, Zach, and myself. For the 50th show.
For the 50th show?
For the 50th.
What if they want to come in for number 45?
Fine, then.
We'll figure this out backstage.
Well, we have the general idea just when you come in.
Whenever you want to, pretty much.
Yeah, something like that.
You contact us, or we'll contact you after we figure out who the winner is. And then we'll get into discussions as to when you want to come in.
Sounds good. Before we get off the air, we have one more song for you guys. And then we're going to come back and say our goodbyes or whatever. And then don't forget, 8:30, the jukebox. So for now, we have a remix version of Mariana's Trenches, however you say it. Haven't Had Enough. Here it is. Enjoy.
Somehow I guessed it right. Alright, but I
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. The time is 8:12, and we've run out of time.
Aww.
Oh, no. But it's okay, Zach, because you're on in 15 minutes.
Yay!
No, seriously, guys, thanks for tuning in. We had a blast tonight. I think this is probably one of our best shows. We had a blast, and you know, we couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you.
Shout out to everyone listening.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. You know what? I love you all. You know, you guys are great. You're the best fans that anybody could ever ask for.
Woo!
So thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing those Kelvin Wan jokes from you guys.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, God,
this
yes.
This is going to be fun. Next week, when we announce the winner.
Jesus Christ, man.
Next week, when we announce the winner, I will also tell you step two of this contest.
Oh. Are we going to read all of the... We'll read the top five. The top five jokes, and then we'll announce the winner.
I say top 10. Top 10. Because, well, it'll depend on how many we get.
That's true. We'll see.
If there's few, we'll make the top five. If there's a lot, we'll make the top 10.
Top 10, and then we'll tell you the top 10. The top one is the winner. Kelvin Wong, if I know you're listening, you can't participate.
Nah, he can participate, just he won't win the prize.
Okay.
He still has to come in, though.
Of course so. Kelvin Wong has to be here next week. That's yes. The catch for Kelvin.
Yes.
Anyways, guys, we're out of time today. Thank you for tuning in to the show today. It was a blast. You know, it's great to be back. And like I said, you know, this show couldn't happen without you guys. Couldn't happen without the 128 followers we have on Facebook.
Woohoo!
So next week, same time, 7 to 8:15, guys. And don't forget, in 15 minutes, we have The Jukebox with Zach Murillo. I'll still be in studio. And it's going to be another blast. We're going to have a great time here. So don't turn off that dial. What you can do, though, is you can go get a snack, you know, get a drink or whatever, and then come back.
Maybe go to the bathroom.
That's a good idea, too.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to have to do.
So that you don't wet your pants with the awesomeness I'm going to bombard you with.
All right. So don't turn off that connection, because we will be back in 15 minutes.
Just keep the window open, people.
That's a good idea, too.
Keep the window open.
Ladies and gentlemen, from all of us here at Where the Wind Blows, we're going to leave you with a song, and it's called Perform This Way. It's he knows what I'm talking about. It's the parody of Lady Gaga's Born This Way. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you from all of us here at Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
And I'm Zach.
And what are we doing right now?
We are listening to Weird Al Yankovic with Perform This Way.
See you in 15 minutes. And for those of you listening to Where the Wind Blows, see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.